Hey, I'm gonna just help myself, Mike.
Absolutely, please, man. Please help yourself.
This ain't that Reggie, is it?
Mm-mm. It's beautiful stuff, dude. The best in the motherfucking world.
You want to wear the headphones?
Oh, shit.
It just sounds better. Well, let's bring it in. Should we bring it in?
Yeah. That's a good week. Listen free to Hot Boxing, exclusively available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. If you love the show, share it with a friend, and don't forget to leave us a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts. We have another episode of Hot Boxing. I'm Mike Tyson.
I'm Evan Britton.
And we have a guest extraordinaire here. The one, the only, the mighty Game.
Ow!
You know what's crazy? It's cool to be, for Mike to actually call me by right fucking name. It's because he had this homie, this pimp, named Good Game. And because of that,
Good Game.
Because his loyalty to Good Game, because he met Good Game before me, he would call me Baby Game. It's nice to know I finally grew up.
Yeah, like, Good Game from Cleveland. Good Game was a good guy, man.
That's pretty cool.
I used to live in Cleveland at the time. I used to see Game all the time.
Dude, well, I'm a huge fan, man. The documentary is one of my favorite albums growing up. And it's awesome to have you in here, man. And I've been... we had Snoop in here, and
yes, we did.
You've been very out front about Nip,
yeah,
and you know that whole situation. I see you've got his clothing on, so I just wanted to.
Hey, Dave, we gonna support it.
Yeah, man.
Tell me, what's the name of his clothing line?
Marathon Clothing.
Marathon, Marathon, baby.
Hey, man, if you watch it, if you see it, you go on the website. You know what I'm saying? The store not back open yet, but. You go on the website, you know what I'm saying, the marathonclothing.com, man, and show your love that way. All these, and since we got the cameras on, it's a lot of...
You got Scullies like that?
Yeah, yeah. Right. It's a lot of fuck shit going on, man. You know, people, like, on all, you know, unauthentic websites and people, like, trying to capitalize and, like, I don't know how motherfuckers sleep at night doing that. Like, why don't you just put it in the right pot, you know what I'm saying, so it goes to the right people so that at the end of the day, you know, that you honored him in that way, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know, so. We as human beings, we're really a young species, so we have to learn to evolve around money. We haven't learned to evolve over that yet.
That's a fact.
Money's our God. We say we pray to other God, but money's our God. Money's our, it's like paper blood, you know?
That shit is crazy. It really is, man. And it's, you know, when you think about it, when you look around, you know, the world, man. And I mean, I'm just talking about, like, just the things you're seeing, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's sad, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's sad that it's got to be like that, but I was just saying my two people, you know, giving my two cents about it because that's my homie.
You know why?
Yeah.
We're scared. This is it. We're scared when this is over. We're never coming back. This is over. It's a lights out, you know. We don't believe that we're going somewhere else.
Yeah, it's because death is final, and a lot of people fear death, you know.
No, we believe death is final.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's that in the perspective of the average, you know, human being, you know, they would think that after this, it's nothing. And I'm, you know, but, you know, me.
I just don't understand this. Why would we be created just to die off? I don't understand that concept.
Yeah. It's like people think that, you know, God was that simple or that he wasn't as smart as he is. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely afterlife. That's what I believe in. That's what I'm out here fighting for. You know, it's how I feel like this is like a level. You know, this is a level of life, you know, and after this, like, you got to be prepared for the next level. So why would you do, you know, why would you be down here on some fuck shit knowing that there's another level? You know what I'm saying? I feel like if people, you know, knew what they should know about the next level, you know, which is, you know, afterlife is what we call it here. Like, they would be more inclined to live, you know, decent, live like decent human beings down here, man. But, you know, it is what it is.
But we say it because we don't believe it, but we say it. Mm-hmm. It sounds good. It makes us look elevated, but... You know, the reality, we have to deal with something perhaps bigger than this after we finish this material world.
I was born ready for whatever's after this. Whatever this is, whatever's next, man. Like, I'm a warrior, you know, and I'm a soldier out here for my people, for my family, for my close friends, and for strangers, man. It's just, you know, at the age that I am, you know, at 39, man, I got nothing but love and you know, peace to give. But I don't like people to get that misconstrued and think that, you know, I'm a pushover because,
right.
You know, I whoop off in that ass.
You know what? When I was 39, I thought it was old every time. Looking at me, 39 is so young.
Hey.
You know, 39 is so fucking young.
That's crazy. I remember when you was 39, so yeah. That's crazy. I was even younger than this.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm 31, man. That Isn't seems that, like...
You're 31?
Yeah. It's a baby, are you? Dude.
Yeah.
That's crazy, it's man. It's a baby. Yeah, man. Y'all be looking like, fuck, I thought you was like up here with me, man. You
yeah, man. Wow.
Fucking baby, man.
I look up to you, dude.
I appreciate you. You should, motherfucker. You 31.
Absolutely.
Absolutely,
yeah, he's still in fucking pull-ups out here.
Yeah, for sure. No, that's how it seems. I feel like I just started living life, man. Like, started understanding what this is all about. Like, just wandering around for 30 years.
Really. How do we know? What do you think? What do you think is our purpose? Why are we here? Who are we? What are we a fucking extension of to make us look the way we look and appear the way we do?
I think we are the physical manifestation of the universal consciousness that is playing out all of these experiences, situations, these moments of consciousness, and we're all, you know, talking about coming back lifetime after lifetime.
Yeah, but do you think we always come back as humans, or do we come back like, a rock or something?
I don't know. Maybe if you fucking really do shit right, you come back as like a dragon or a fucking eagle or something.
I think so.
Yeah, I ain't seen nobody come back as no fucking dragon yet, but that'd be some shit.
Or a great white shark.
Hey, but how tragic would it be if you came back as a fucking rock?
That's everybody's.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
That's fucked up. I hope when you go in and you come back, you just come back as like, you know, a human on the next level somewhere else where
I know.
A rock maybe. A rock is probably capable of seeing things we can never see.
Yeah, absolutely. And that experience of stillness.
A rock constantly at one place.
I don't give a fuck what a rock see. I don't want to be no motherfucking rock. Rock is just a rock, man. Fuck that. No disrespect to the rock. You know what I'm saying?
We said that earth, not the rock.
I don't want the rock to see this shit. Like, you know what? I ain't fucking with Game and Mike. You know what I'm saying?
A fucking rock. Imagine that. A rock. God, that energy. What's that energy like? A rock?
I don't know.
I know you solid as shit. You gotta be the most solid motherfucker around.
Still.
You're a fucking rock.
Don't move.
Unless you're a dirt rock.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be a trip, man. I don't know. What do you think about that, Mike?
What?
That's some good weed.
What we come back as.
Excuse me?
What do you think about how we reincarnate and come back lifetime after lifetime? If that is the case, how does that flow of spirit happen?
I couldn't, I would think it's so inconceivable.
Yeah.
You know, whatever experience I went under with the toad, it was, that experience was something I couldn't even fathom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It happened too fast. It was 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? 20 minutes, 15 minutes. But it was like 1,000 years of information in 15 minutes. Can you imagine how fast I was going? Well, I'm watching my whole life flash and I'm a little kid. Boom, boom, boom. I'm older than I died. And I'm still hearing that energy. Then I'm with nothing. Yeah. I'm with existing and nothing.
That happened to me, man. One time I got shot, right? And I
had
ended
to
up,
do it.
Yeah, I got shot, right? And before, and I went, I ended up in a coma for, you know, 10 days, 2 weeks, something like that. Ended up in a coma right before I blacked out. I seen what he's saying. And it wasn't 15 minutes. Mine was about 15 seconds. But I seen everything from when I was like 1 year old, when I first started walking to, you know, when I first, you know, got my first Nintendo, Mike Tyson punch out, you know.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I still got the code to get you straight to Mike. In case anybody out there don't feel like playing the whole fucking game, I'll get you right to Mike. But yeah, from that moment all the way to, you know, graduating high school to, you know, really getting engulfed in like selling dope to getting shot, bro. All that shit happened in like 15 seconds. So I don't understand what that is, that light flashing between your eyes shit, but it's real because I experienced that too.
Wow. It's powerful, man.
Yeah.
Have you experienced any of those, like the toad or anything like that?
What's a toad? Like on Mario Brothers?
No. I'll explain that to him. This would be very interesting.
I mean, you know, I'm a sponge in here.
The toad is a creature that secretes this venom that has a molecule called 5-MeO-DMT in it. And DMT we produce in our pineal gland, in our brain. And they say the first time you experience it is when you come into being in your mother's womb. And then the second time you experience it in your life is when you die. And so this animal has this molecule in its venom and you can vape it and you have a transcendental experience. Like you experience an ego death and you, you know, see your life flash before your eyes, and you are relieved from a lot of the trauma that you've experienced, and you realize that you're one with everything, basically.
That's crazy.
Mike, am I explaining that well?
It's like a real toad.
The Sonoran Desert toad.
You can, they sell them on the black market?
Not really. I don't think so. You got to find them. You got to search for them.
Yeah.
You got to go dig them up.
You got to really physically go find them.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to look into that.
Some people do. And Mike has just had a...
And toads with venom. I caught that when you said that. Like, toads got venom? I ain't even know that.
Yeah. Big time venom.
Like, kill you type venom?
If another animal grabbed them, it'd die probably.
Oh, that's crazy. But not humans, though. Because about digging them up and shit. I need to make sure I'm straight.
I don't know. If we took it, like if it busted and we just ate it raw, we'd probably die too, huh?
Yeah. It would make you really sick.
So I'm really trying to figure out what I do when I catch one. Because you're talking about like it's going to give me a, you know.
No, you should go find
I let somebody else shaman. Find it and grab it and bust it open.
Yeah.
But then what about killing the toad? Like, the toad is that
never dies. Doesn't never hurt him.
The toad never dies.
Never. No.
Ever.
Well, probably, you know, it has a life cycle, but it doesn't die from that.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
But Mike has had a very...
I don't want Peter calling. We already got The Rock. He going to call. We can't have Peter next.
I know. Fuck, man. I wonder how they get involved.
Fucking with the frogs and shit. They just forget it. You know what? I feel like Peter, like, they might just have one, like, the chairman or whatever. He might just be one big hater. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'd be on it. But then I feel it, man. You know, I love animals, too. But then I can't... I don't know.
Sometimes
I guess I forget that
crazy.
When I see a chicken on my plate. Like, you know, it just you unregister.
Yeah.
But, the shit is just weird, man. You got people that don't like shit, people that like shit, people that don't like people that don't like shit, and more shit to go with that shit. Like, life is fucked up. That's why I just be chilling, smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's some good shit.
Thank you very much. I don't mind if I go for
help
it.
Help yourself, man.
Please.
I'm going to steal this Tyson lighter, too.
Absolutely. Go for it. That's yours.
I'm going to come back with the regular joint.
That's yours.
No, I don't just steal and not give.
Nice.
That's one. Beautiful.
Yeah, that one straight out of Compton.
Nice.
There you go. You can have that, Mike. That's from Game. Got me
love
a Tyson lighter. You got the Game lighter.
Game, did you know EZE?
Nah, you know
never
what?
Met EZE?
I met him.
Yeah.
But I ain't know him. I met EZE on Compton Boulevard, right? Compton Boulevard at Long Beach Boulevard where they meet. He was giving out toys to kids. You know what I'm saying? And EZE handed me a truck. At that time, I was like, I might have been 12 or some shit. I ain't play with trucks no more, but the nigga gave me a truck. I thought that was cool. And EZE was always in Compton, man, like around. You know what I'm saying? Like giving shit out and doing toy drives and giving away turkeys, man. So, like, I met him one time, man, like that.
That's dope, man.
I met EZE. This is crazy. I had a fight. I don't know who it was. Alex Stewart.
You had a fight with EZE?
No, it's a boxing
match. I was about to say, that's crazy.
He was at a boxing match, so we called him. We asked NWA to perform at a boxing match. And then when we saw the after party, we saw all these old white people. We said, no, your guys can't perform here, okay? Your guys can't perform here.
The fuck?
And so we just let them have the tickets, give them the money. They didn't have to work. They had a vacation for that
night. That's dope. Yeah, nice. As an artist, you love that when you ain't got to perform.
Yeah.
And you still get paid. Hell yeah.
How was he? Did you get to interact with him?
EZE was a real cool guy. Didn't talk much. You know, yeah. Gave his opinion. It was just cool.
How was you with EZE Dot?
What year was that?
That was 96.
Oh,
I was 9.
9. So at least you were, you know what I'm saying? You got a little, got to experience a little bit.
I was 30.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I was 30.
96, shit. I was 16, man.
Wow.
Yeah, 9, 16, 30.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Now we all sitting here. It's gross. Smoking weed.
Yeah.
Talk about shit.
Yeah, dude.
Life.
Well, you're in the cannabis game too, right?
I am. Trees by Game. This is where I start doing my
Tell us about that.
Yeah, tell us.
Y'all got time? Because it's going to take me 4 hours. I promote my shit, I promote. I just keep going.
Give us some.
I don't stop. You know what I'm saying? We'll be here tomorrow talking about Trees by Game.
Do it, brother.
Nah, so basically what it is, it's like, all right, we're at a point where the cannabis industry is like, you know, is getting to where, like, prohibition.
Yeah.
Like where, you know, like back in the day, you know, a lot of young people watching might not know that the Hennessy's of the world and, you know, the Don Julio's of the world, those were criminals in the early 1900s. So those were outlaws. Those were people that were fighting and insert. You see what I'm saying? You ask for Trees by Game, shit comes everywhere, man. I'm going to show you. Yeah.
Great packaging.
Yeah, I already gave
brother.
You one red lighter. I want to give you a red box.
What about, what about your pre rolls? You got no pre rolls?
We got the pre rolls. We got this. We got everything you need. But yeah, so what I was saying is that, you know, since this is like prohibition for marijuana, this is the time you want to get in. So I got my business partners, you know, Green Street Agency, Josh.
Green Street's
Rama.
Great guys.
They're great guys, dude. Yeah. They do shit without me even being there. It's like I'm. You know, like they got a hologram of me. Just go. But yeah, man, so Treats by Game, I wanted to jump in and, like, you know, get my early Hennessy, my early Patron on. And so that's what this is. We got a good product and, you know, the packaging is just amazing. I'm going to just show
it
Uncle
is,
Mike.
Man.
I'm going to show Uncle Mike how we get out.
This, like, superimposed LA.
Yeah.
The palm trees in downtown is dope as fuck.
It's looking good.
Yeah, looks so this good. Package man.
All right, Mike, good. Open that. I'm going to let you be surprised, you know? Open that, take that out, and then guess what you got? You got a rolling tray.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Pour your weed on there. You could be driving. No, don't do it while you're driving. Y'all almost got me, motherfuckers. Don't do it while you're driving. But yeah, nah, you put your weed on there, man. You roll it up on your lap if you, you know, chilling with a little, you know, a little honey dip or something like that. You got it. You ain't got to use your, you know what I'm saying, your old game CD or you ain't got to use your, you know what I'm saying? Like, here we go. We got it for you.
That's dope, dude.
Mm-hmm. Getting high.
Awesome, man.
Feeling good.
And is this, because I've been following you for a while on
smell
this.
Smell that, man.
And, oh, yeah, it smells great, dude.
Yeah, hey, whenever a white dude smells weed, if he says, oh, yeah, that's how you know you got that fire. Anybody out there, I'm telling you. Soon as a white dude get it, he'd be like, oh, yeah.
He'd be your tester.
That's when you know you're serious. And look, if you ever flying on an airplane, right, and you sit next to a white dude and the plane starts shaking and he calm, be calm. But if he say, if he looks out the window, he say, oh, yeah, you know it's fucking time to go.
Oh, no.
It's time to go down.
Oh,
hey,
no,
any white dude that say, hey.
I don't want to see that guy, man.
Anytime a white dude says, oh, yeah, you got a fucking problem, all right? Guaranteed. I swear,
oh,
look,
yeah.
everybody going to be like, yo, shit is crazy. It's true.
Oh yeah, it's good.
So yeah, nah, but that's you, man. That's you.
Thanks, brother.
Hey, once we, at Trees by Gang, you know what our motto is? Once we give it to you, you smoke it.
I love it.
That's it, man. We don't want it back.
You got to roll this up.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, how are you doing?
I'm pretty high.
Awesome. Yeah, me too.
I'm pretty high and shit.
Smoking a lot of weed today.
I gotta go talk to Jamie Foxx right now.
Really?
Yeah. About my movie and shit.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be dope, man.
It's already in the works? Or you gonna go put the pressure on him and make him do it?
No, it's been in the works now, but now Jamie, these people wanna do shit now. They got, it's stuff that I don't really wanna be in, but it's my life, so I gotta really.
You got to do it. Like, who the fuck else going to do your life for you?
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Real talk.
You should tell them to start watching the pod. Because they learn a lot.
I watch it.
Yeah, hell
yeah. That's why I'm
here.
I had to see. I love Uncle Mike, but I still had to check this shit out. Once I see Snoop.
If I saw, the real deal is, right, if I knew what I knew now, I probably wouldn't have no movie deal or nothing. I would do some other stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do it differently, probably.
What'd you do, Mike?
I don't know. I probably would put it in, animate my life.
Oh. Great cartoon.
Yeah, he's put on television forever. Animate the life from the beginning to now, the last for 20 years at least.
Because it's like a superhero story.
It's really wild.
Yeah, it's wild. Shit, brother.
You put in the crazy parts when you fucking all the people and the orgies are going on, the fights and shit.
That's my fucking type of life. You said, right? You going to that beat after this?
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying,
that's
how I used to be. I got to tell them about that part of the story. I was crazy, losing my fucking mind.
Holy shit, dude.
Hey, you know what I got to say, Wabi, here, Uncle Mike?
Yeah.
Is that, you know, Wabi, your face. Because you know I'm a real motherfucker.
I love it.
I came up with you, you know? Hey, y'all, Mike, I was going everywhere with Mike for about 2-3 years in a row. Before I did the whole Dr. Dre shit, yeah.
Wow.
Everywhere. Everywhere. Mike took me everywhere, man. He took me everywhere.
How old were you?
I was like 22. I ain't have to pay for shit. I had food. All my first class and five-star hotel experiences was with Mike, man.
Wow.
Crazy.
That's cool.
Yeah.
He rode hard, dog.
Hey, in the fact, my number one thing was telling the bitch, like, yeah, my Uncle Mike Tyson. He'd be like, no, it's not. Like, watch this. Hey, Mike, I'm coming up to the room. It's Gabe. Let baby Gabe in. Come in. All she need to do is see him. He's sitting on the couch and shit with his shorts on. And, you know, TMI. But, like, he looked out for me, man. I love Mike to death.
Oh, dude, I love hearing that.
It's true. Hey, yo, you ever seen that in person?
Oh, that's a monster. Yeah. What are you looking at? That's a monster.
Yeah. Oh, you that's see the Mike so Tyson dope, tap? Bro.
It's wow. Like, you know, once I pull this out,
the pain is in the house.
Yeah, it's a couple motherfuckers that, I didn't, you know what I'm saying, put the
no,
mic
pain,
on
no, pain, pain. No, no, game. I saw you put the pain down, game. On a fucking, you were just beating this poor bastard. I don't know who it was. You were just beating this guy. If they saw me do that, put it on YouTube. If they saw me do it's that on YouTube, I would be in prison to this day.
Yeah.
If oh, my God.
And we're not saying his name, though. He don't get that. But I put the mic on that ass. Yeah. Tell you.
I'm sorry, guys. The Wi-Fi is down.
The Wi-Fi is really crappy.
You know, whatever, you don't got Wi-Fi, just get a Wi-Fi, you know? And then by the time she finished doing it, they Wi-Fi back up. You feel me?
A Wi-Fi? Mm-hmm. Holy man, you got a Wi-Fi already.
So do you.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
You're too young to have a Wi-Fi, man.
31.
Not yet.
Yes, he does. 31.
I do, brother. Been together for 10 years.
Yeah, he's a baby. He was just a baby. 21. He's just a baby.
Well, you know what? In that case, kids always make things, you know, easier to unify, man. So shout out to your wife.
I was married at 21, too. He just married. Yeah. I was young and out of my mind.
She's been through a lot, bro.
You got to get married, too. Y'all ain't going to leave me out. Y'all got the wedding rings on.
Oh, here we go.
Here. Super faithful.
Okay.
I see you.
I want to show you this song about the toad.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Let's
see it.
This
is beautiful. Listen to this. Oh, this is going to be beautiful to tell. Let's hear it.
Hold on.
Wrong hey, you thing. Use keyboard like a fucking 80-year-old grandma.
Sorry, brother.
You'd be like, I think I see it, son. It's slow, huh? H.
This high technology just superseded us, went past us over our head. Where's it at?
Oh, Mike got the song, the toad. Oh, you pump for this shit.
But the toad, you take it, you smoke it.
You experience ego death.
You like the puffy toad, to this shit. I hear you. Oh,
that
shit.
Me? Fuck, what am I doing on the show?
Dude, a fan put this together.
Look at the toad, the fuck? What am I?
Hey, this is amazing.
Dude, so we need somebody to rap on this, bro.
How much money you got?
I love this.
We'll figure it out.
How much money you got? Oh, look at this shit. Look at the toe.
Dude, somebody made this mic.
Hey, this shit, Maurice Spears,
bro.
Based to the heart of God.
He's got Dr. Jerry on there?
Mother's nature's the best proof.
Hey, you know what's crazy? The shit's smooth. Like, this shit came on the elevator. I was going from the fucking lobby to the penthouse.
Right.
I'd be fucking...
okay.
Yeah.
That's what you can see.
Fucking beat.
Gone.
Fucking groovy
it's
ass and groovy
man.
Ass beat. Obi, I swear to God.
The toad takes you there. Look at it. The toad.
Oh,
takes
shit. Get a mic.
Toad takes you just like that. Where the fuck am I going?
Oh, shit.
Man. Look at me. Bobby Brown.
Mike Tyson Punch, y'all. I told y'all, I got the code for y'all. Get y'all straight the mic.
Yeah,
skip
man.
All that Glass Joe shit. I'm gonna get you straight to the A.
Sonora Desert. That was just some fan, dude. That was inspired, Mike.
Big fan.
What do you think of it, Mike?
I don't know. I think that's good education.
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
I ain't mad at it. I learned a lot by watching the video.
Dope, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. So, you know, we talk about that stuff.
You never listen, game. Listen, once you smoked that, you never felt that feeling in your life. You said, where the fuck am I? Oh, shit.
I gotta.
It's over. It's gone. It's like that. You say to yourself, it's over. I'm gone. It's
yeah,
over.
I get somebody
I'm
to
dead.
Dig them
it's
shit.
Gone.
Dig one of them toes up.
I'm gone.
Bust his
fuck.
Ass.
I'm gone.
Give me the fucking, you know, the venom. Toad venom. That's sick.
Yeah. It's dope, man. Well, game, I can't thank you enough for coming on.
It's
brother.
Over?
It's over, yeah. Just like the toad,
it's like
over.
The toad. Smoked it, it's done. All right.
Gone.
Shit, I'm going to take
it's
two
over.
Of these. I'm
yeah,
out.
Take those with you, man.
Take this back because y'all, you know, y'all, you got what? You got what?
Yeah.
Yeah, please, dude.
I got to talk to Jamie these niggas now.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Take this one for me, these two.
It's
a Mike Tyson ashtray?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, we'll hook you up. We got a goodie bag for sure.
We got a goodie bag. We're going to lace you, dog.
I got to steal this one. Yeah. All right, cool.
We'll probably give you that.
That's cool.
All right, brother. Well, anything you want to shout out before we get out of here?
So what are you doing, man? Everything okay, man? Would you want anybody to know anything?
Shit, man. Nah, I'm good.
So you live in Calabasas and stuff? What's that like over there?
Calabasas.
Yeah, that's cool. You be by the Kardashians and stuff?
I'll be nowhere over there.
Come on, tell the truth. Nah, man. You be hanging out with them every now and then?
Nah.
You got to hang out with them every now and then.
I live.
You never hung out with them, just drove by and stopped me and beeped the horn?
Yeah, I hung out with him. My kind of hung out.
That's how it is, right? When I used to be live around the famous people, you just go by people's house, beep, throw them, what's up?
Yeah, see, these days you do that. You know, I'm on papers, too. I can't be doing shit, be in jail. Fuck. But yeah, they cool.
I hear that.
But I live on the other side, you know what I'm saying, where the real thugs be at.
Oh, nice. No.
Yeah.
Who lives over there by you?
Like fucking Will Smith.
Oh, that must be
fucking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I live down the street from Will Smith. Yo, Will, man, come out, motherfucker. What are you doing, nigga?
You don't see him on the internet. He'd be in Bangkok. He'd be everywhere, man.
I would beat the horn every fucking day if I lived by
Will be like bungee jumping and doing crazy shit, man, all over the world and shit, man. You ever bungee jump, Mike?
I'm not interested in stuff.
Yeah, fuck that. I don't like that extreme shit.
Fuck that.
It ain't like for what? You jump out of a plane?
No, I don't think I would do that.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Me either,
we ain't
bro.
But look, I'm supposed to be out of here. Hey, man. Peace, man.
It's all good.
I'm high as shit.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah.
Stay high. High as
great good. Episode,
hot
Mike.
Hot boxing.
Hey, great episode, hey,
you
know, hot boxing.
You haven't even seen it.
This was beautiful. Great game. Do you want anybody to know anything, game? Sure. Say anything. Anybody want them to know how to get in touch with you any kind of way?
Nah, hell no. Don't fucking don't get in touch with me.
All right. Leave game alone. This is a great episode.
Hey, the marathon
And the marathon continues.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You know, marathon was named of a guy that ran 26 miles, and after he ran 26 miles, he dropped dead.
Did he?
Yeah.
His last name was Marathon?
No, the city was Marathon.
That's crazy as shit.
Wow.
Yeah. Marathon continues. Cheers.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.